put it, Greg, Kevin.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
I'm putting a link on the housekeeping right now that I want you to show in a little bit. It's a Joey Noel tweet. And it's not the tweet that I want to show. I want to show Greg's response to that. Because these are the monsters. That, you know what? Bring it up right now. Can you bring it up right now? Woke up this morning thinking about how this team has managed to pull off not only a prom, but also a Kind of Funny Game Showcase this year and how they both perfectly represent who we are. Can't wait to show you what we have planned for next year. And it's a great group picture of us after the meet and greet. Super positive. E3. Scroll down. Greg's first comment. God damn it, Nick. Right there at the top. Sorry. Look at the camera.
I mean, he got you.
It's like...
like, you're the only person that understand which camera's being shot.
It's like when you're having sex, Eric Castro, and everything's going well, and right before you're both about to climax beautifully with each other, the person on top goes, whoa! You know what I mean? It just ruins it. That is what it's like working with Greg Miller every second of every day.
That sounds like that's you in this picture.
That's how I know it.
You know what I mean?
No, but this is a beautiful... No one would have known I wasn't looking at the camera. Except for Greg had to point out to everyone that I wasn't looking at the camera. Now when people look at this beautiful picture, all they're going to see is my dumb fuck face looking in the right direction.
Kevin, we need a favor. Could you Photoshop sunglasses on a Nick?
This one is Nick looking at the right picture.
Yeah.
The guy camera, see? Eyes in the right place.
Well, whose is that? Why don't we use this picture, Joey Noel? I get what you're saying, Kevin, and I'm picking up what you're putting down. Because you're too nice to actually talk shit about her.
Yeah.
Is that Joey fucked this up?
Yeah, it was a team effort. I don't think it was an accident.
It could have been on purpose, dude.
You know, Joey teed it up.
She wanted to throw you under the bus.
Do you think she's trying to undermine me and my power in this company? Does she realize I have no power in this company and no influence whatsoever? Most of the time, Kevin leads me around like a blind cat.
Really upset.
I let him hold me, and he just puts me down in front of bowls of milk. And that's pretty much it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're watching the Kind of Funny Morning Show starring me, Nick Scarpino, and friend of the show, bartender extraordinaire, and entrepreneur du jour, Eric Castro.
Thank you for having me, my man.
Thanks for coming back, man. It's been a long time. I haven't seen you forever.
Yeah, I think I was on last maybe like a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, last November.
It's wild. We have a couple news stories to go through and a couple housekeeping things to go through. Then we're going to catch up with all the shenanigans that you've been into. I'm a professional, first off, everyone, if you don't know this about me.
A real professional.
Huge professional. I did a pre-interview with him in between finding the three news stories that are on here and taking a poop. And I was like, what have you been up to? And he started rattling off things. I was like, stop. I can't remember all those things.
No.
We're going to do this on the show. I could have written them down, but I chose not to. Because
by the way, did you notice when you went in there to drop a deuce that the seat was warm?
I did. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Well, you guys had a big breakfast, apparently. And apparently that had to come out.
Had to warm it up for you.
I appreciate that.
You know, you don't want to just come in cold.
You know what I miss? Back in the day, my grandma used to have one of those toilet seats that was like padded.
Yeah.
Remember those things?
Why did those go out of fashion? What happened to those?
Because they're nasty,
they're
dude.
Horrible.
People don't want to sit on some shit that's padded, absorbing everything.
Why not?
Because it's absorbing everything.
You get more of a, like, more force out of it.
Oh, Lord.
If your body's not squished down.
Yeah, it absorbs the impact.
It does.
Yeah.
It's like a shock absorber for your car. If your car didn't have springs, that's what we're all doing. That's like we're all riding around with no cartilage in our knees. That's what I'm saying right now. It's the cartilage in our knees. I'm very sick right now, everyone.
Yeah, I can hear
I'm
your
so
voice.
Sick.
I also have
we're all dying. That's the problem.
Poor Eric.
I know. You can't.
Captain Sausages just asked right now if you have the black lung.
Mm-hmm. I do have the black lung, Pop. No, what happened was, obviously, we did the game showcase last weekend, which went off without a hitch, which was phenomenal and very unexpected for us because I was expecting the whole thing to just fall apart. But we pushed so hard. Like, we didn't stop working for 3 weekends straight.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tim got sick. And once the virus gets into Tim, something special happens to
him. The weakest link, dude.
Yeah, he's the weakest link, but it also mutates in him because he never heals.
Yeah,
he's like he's kind of like a lame Wolverine, where like it'll get to him, it won't heal, but it'll when it comes out of him, it's like supercharged, and then it goes into Greg, and then it comes into me, and you know when I get sick that it's real because I never get sick because I'm a champion.
Also, you touch everything, so everyone else gets sick.
I put a lot of things in my mouth.
A lot.
You can't be afraid of germs, dude. That's the best way to keep from getting sick.
That's
is like touch everything.
I lick everything.
And don't wash your hands.
Kevin, let me lick parts of your body.
You got to fortify
the
immune system.
Absolutely. You have to be like a child. That's why children are so strong. That's why you can't take them down.
Dude, I went
They're
to Disneyland.
Everything.
I went to Disneyland last week and like intentionally didn't wash my hands that much because I knew I was touching all these little things that little germ infested kids were touching. And I swear like my fortitude is stronger because of that.
You're gonna hit like 3 days from now, and it's just, your body's just gonna fall off. That's what's gonna happen. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, you're watching the Kind of Funny Morning Show. We do this Monday through Friday, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, 11 a.m. PT every day. If you can't watch this live with us, if you can't be with us for all these fun poop talk and soft toilet bowl talk, well, that's okay. We put this up on YouTube, youtube.com/kindoffunny every day as well. You can go over there, check that out if you're watching that air. Leave a comment in the comments below. Let us know what you think of those toilet seat covers that are soft and cushy. Do you have those? Have you ever seen them? Do you have the kind of toilet that if you press a button, it squirts stuff up into your two-hole? That's cool. Two-hole. Do you live in Japan? That's great. I've been to Japan. A couple housekeeping things, obviously.
What is your problem?
I'm so tired right now. I feel great, though.
I'm on that, like, up on DayQuil
oh
right now?
My God, I am fucking jacked up on DayQuil. What happened was I woke up this morning and I was like, oh God, I got to call in sick. Like, I'm just too sick. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, well, Tim and Greg are also sick. And I knew you were coming in today. And I'm like, I can't not come in today. So I just crushed up a bunch of DayQuil.
Just
lied it.
Tutor,
just lied it.
No, you can't
lines.
Do that.
Just
we
snapped
do
a couple
not recommend
rails.
That.
Then I went to my Starbucks today. And you know, you ever have those days where you just know the world's against, like you're just fighting against karma?
Yeah.
And you just need to give into it.
That's pretty much my life.
Yeah, I walk into my Starbucks that I always go to and I see the new person. And I'm like, oh, it's just going to be one of those days. And I order an iced coffee and these chorizo egg bites. And she's like, okay, so you want a chorizo sandwich and egg bites? And I'm like, no, chorizo egg bites. And she's new. She didn't know the difference.
Yeah.
The other kid had to come over. It was the whole shenanigans. I get a cold brew instead of an iced coffee. I don't like this. Nothing about this is good. But I can't fight it. You just got to go with it sometimes.
You got to go with it sometimes.
Sometimes you're the hammer and sometimes you're the nail. Today's episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by 23andMe, Loot Crate, and MeUndies. We'll get to those reads later. Before we do, it's housekeeping time. We already talked about it. Last week, we did the Kind of Funny Games Showcase. And this week, it is up on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. If you want to check that out, if you missed it over the weekend and you're like, what is all this hubbub about the showcase, well, it's live there. Please go over, check it out, give it a view, skim through, let us know what your favorite trailers were in that bad boy. It really came together very, very well. And I say that not in a shocking way, but it's so, we don't get to really throw our all into something all the time. I don't get to actually stretch my creative legs a little bit and shoot and get out there and shoot some cool stuff, do more graphics, all that stuff. This was like far and away one of the best things we've ever done. So go check this out if you guys haven't already. Skim through a little bit, give it a watch, leave a comment. Can't think of anything to say, just put the word poop in the comments. I'm sure Tim will appreciate that. Make sure you upvote those too, so all the first few comments are just poop, poop, poop. So when sponsors look at this for next year, that's all we'll see. Why I do this to us, beyond me. Next up, the hype hat. The hype is real, ladies and gentlemen, and you can put it on top of your head. This hat is the most Tim Geddes-ass thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Complete with an underbill that is iridescent, just like Marty McFly's outfit from Back to the Future 2. It is fantastic. And we have a bunch in the office, and we are just... I'm wearing four right now, if you're listening to this. Kindoffunny.com/store. Go over there, check that out. Next up, if you are backing us the fan mail tier on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, you're going to get one of these bad boys in your mail. This is a signed Forbes cover by the one and only 30 under 30, Tim Geddes. And look at this shit-eating grin that he's got. Tell me you don't want to put this up on your wall. Or, guess what? It's the holiday season. You guys want to get a gift for your mom? She's going to like this. She's going to look deep into those blue eyes and just be happy.
If you get this as a gift for your mom, please record her opening it and send it to us. Tag me. That's kind of
tag me as well. Tag Joey. Tag your mom so we all know who she is.
Yeah, and then Tim.
And Tim.
Yeah.
And also, Mrs. T, if you're watching, we're going to give you one of these too, because we enjoy torturing your daughter. It's fun.
It's all true. Right. I'm sorry.
It is
Mrs.
so fun.
T.
Poor Joey didn't grow up with brothers. Doesn't understand.
Oh, bless him now.
Doesn't understand how horrible it is to be around guys.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for her. We are disgusting. We are crass. And we often, more often than not, forget she's in the room. And then when we remember she's in the room, we do that thing where we're so embarrassed by the things we said, we just double down on them and dig the hole deeper.
That's just you.
That's
yeah,
all
across
us.
The board, man.
That's 100%
brothers. We're pretty terrible people for the most part.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah.
Brothers or sisters?
Two sisters, two brothers. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Two sisters, yeah, brother.
You guys tortured the sisters?
Yeah, but my sister was the oldest, so she was pretty... She was like a little dictator until we got big enough to, like, defend ourselves.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it happens.
My brother used to torture me. And then I got bigger than him, and now he's way bigger than me. But not in a good way. We have a holiday schedule coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, this week and next week, all going to be the same. Then we are taking the after next week, we are going on hiatus. All of our regular podcasts will be going, but the daily shows are not happening. So you're still going to get GOG, you're still going to get Gamecast, but Games Daily and Morning Show not happening toward the tail end of December. We will be back, however, on January 4th for our anniversary stream, our annual Kind of Funny Day anniversary stream. So make sure you check back out with that.
So just to be clear, the 24th through the 28th, we will not be doing the daily shows.
Kevin, when I said the tail end of December, that was not accurate enough for you.
No, it was not. I wanted to be clear about it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries.
That's all good. If you guys want to give us tips, you can tip us at the $5 above level, and we will read those tips out loud, just like, God, I had it pulled up, and I closed it for no reason. No reason, Kevin. Just nervously closed it. Just like Darth Blarth Blarg said, gave us a very nice tip, $25, said, long overdue tip. Kind of Funny's E3 coverage this summer was the only thing that kept me sane and alive when driving from Columbus, Ohio to Monterey, California this summer for my new job. The drive took 3 days, but thanks to you guys, it wasn't too bad. King Eddie said, hey, Nick and pals, just paying my housing tax. Recently, my wife just_Jenny and I purchased a house, and the first thing we did was institute an open door bathroom policy. And let me tell you, sex has never been better.
God.
That is a lot of information.
I've been trying for the longest time to institute a number of policies in this office.
Yes.
As the eldest person working here and as the person with the most experience and wisdom.
Yeah. Tell us, Smokey.
What I really feel like this office needs to really bring us together as a team is an open door bathroom policy.
Yeah.
That and an open mouth kiss policy.
Nope.
So, no, let me back up here. Mm-hmm. Neither of these are, you have to do these things. These are things that if two consenting people are willing to do, like are consenting to do, you're allowed to just poop with the bathroom door open if you want, or open mouth kiss each other.
Can't do these overlap ever?
They can't. Again, if you find someone who wants to be in the bathroom with you while you're pooping so you can continue your conversation, and they want to say hello to you and open mouth kiss you, then it's fine.
How about a French door on the bathroom?
You know, we've talked about that as a stopgap.
Because then it's like a nice compromise.
Here's my thing about the French door. Half measure.
The barn.
It's a half measure.
We've discussed.
But you know, if the toilet was like on a drum riser, so it was elevated, and then you had a French door.
Only if you could actually like hit a button and elevate yourself so that you could see people. Yeah. And then as they're talking to you, you can just go down for hilarity's sake like this. Well, that was not.
Yeah.
That was just
I think we'll get the picture though.
I'm telling you, this is what we're gonna do.
I honestly think a French door would be a nice compromise.
I respect that. I do. Here's the real thing about the bathroom policy is that I'm the only one that cares about it. But now people are starting to understand the relevance of it, because when I leave the podcast, I call them so they can, then I can still listen in on whatever the conversation's happening. So when I come back, I'm not lost.
This is not a lie. He does do this.
And it's very, very
important.
Make sure
your mic's turned off, though, right?
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care. I'm not ashamed of the things that... I don't understand why people are so ashamed that they need to go in a room and do this thing that all of us do every day.
Bathrooms are weird in general if you think about them.
I'm ashamed of what you do in the bathroom.
I'm ashamed of what you do in the bathroom, because I've seen the aftermath of the shock and awe that is Kevin Coelho.
No, nonsense.
And I can't believe...
I thoroughly clean everything down when...
I can't believe that Paula lives with you and hasn't run for the hills yet.
That is true, though.
Because you are just hammering that bathroom with a limo
salpato.
That
is a lie.
You are just carne asada-ing the hell out of that
thing. That is what you do, you and your peanut butter shits.
It's so true. I gotta scrape it out.
Oh, God.
All right.
Just hose it down every night.
Just to change the subject one more time, Kevin, to be back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I actually do have a question.
Sure.
Our schedule coming back, because I just said we're going to have the 24th to the 28th of the morning shows, but we are also not doing morning shows the 31st to the 4th, correct?
No, of course not.
Okay, so we will be here, but not doing the morning shows the last week of December and the first week of January.
The last day for the morning shows are going to be,
The
21st. Yeah. So from the 22nd all the way till basically... Probably not even that first week of January, right? Because we're taking that week off. The 4th is when we're coming back with something hot.
Yeah.
Everything else is just pre-recorded and pre-loaded. So you're still going to get your podcast fix, but you're not going to get this, whatever this show was today, for a while.
So Greg actually suggested an interesting compromise in regards to the French door.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying a French door, but where the bottom half is missing.
Yeah.
That way, your junk's missing on display, but you have a certain level of anonymity to it.
So people don't know who you are. Yeah, I appreciate that.
You
know?
Though, to be fair, they might recognize you from the bottom half.
I guarantee they could, because I'm the only person that wears Reeboks. okay. in this office, so they're gonna know. They're gonna know it's me.
You don't take off your shoes before you go to the bathroom?
Well, here's the deal.
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, not normally. But I but when I really want to be comfortable, when I'm at home, take everything off.
But if you know if it's it's gonna be a rigorous one.
If I'm
just like pretty much, I just get naked.
It's one of those things where like if I wake up on Saturdays or Sundays and it's my relaxing time, I have a couple hours in the morning where I don't really have to do anything. The wife's looking at me like we don't have to run those errands just yet. I get myself a cup of coffee, make a little breakfast, watch a car show, a little car restoration show, right? Then about 30 minutes in, it's time to go. And I just shed all the clothes like Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
Just, they're all gone. And I just like to be there with myself.
Does anyone make tearaway pajamas?
I think they do.
That would be amazing.
I'm looking into it right now.
Kevin, can we look into the tearaway pajamas?
Yeah, tearaway pajamas. Because in a situation like that, you don't have to unbutton everything. You just kind of just strip it off like, like a basketball player about to hit the court.
That seems super useful, honestly.
Right?
I just like to wear really big pajamas.
Oh, for like romantic
in my lifestyle,
sessions?
Yeah.
Well,
for going to the bathroom, taking a shower.
But you're married. You know how it goes. It's like you barely take anything off when you have sex these days. Like, do we have to do this today? All right, we're done.
Tearaway boxes. Tearaway everything.
I just wear really big pajamas court, so that when I go, I just wiggle and they just come off. They just wiggle off. Kevin.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Bring up this first news story. Let's get into the news.
Are we in the news?
There you know, it doesn't work.
What? No, I said, are we into the news?
Yeah.
Okay.
This comes from Slashfeld. The Solo score was disqualified from the Oscars because someone forgot to submit it.
So bad.
This is a real story. Now, somebody goofed. What's up?
I was saying, I read this story earlier, and I couldn't understand if it was just disqualified for the musical score or all of the Oscars.
I think it was just the... I don't know. Presumably, they submitted the film for Best Special Effects, but forgot to submit the musical component. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
The only thing I know is this. This story is unfortunate and hilarious because even the people that worked on Solo don't care about Solo. That's the saddest part. Is they're like, oh, do we have to fucking care about this? Okay, submit it. And then some kid's like, I forgot. And then everyone else is like, it doesn't matter.
I keep meaning to watch it, and I never get around to it.
It really isn't worth it.
Are you a big Star Wars fan?
Yeah, I love Star Wars, but you know, I felt like some of the last couple movies, I wasn't in love with them.
Yeah.
I mean, I still love the franchise as a whole, but you know, when I heard Solo was announced, when it hit theaters, I didn't even bother going.
I went, but. It didn't vibe with me. I didn't vibe with Solo. Mm-hmm. But I don't like the original scores that they're doing for Star Wars. And it's just because I'm a traditionalist.
Yeah.
And if I don't hear the Star Wars themes, if you start peppering in new themes, like I didn't particularly love the theme for Rogue One because it was like, it was supposed to be full of hope, but the movie was so dark that every time they play that theme, I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
What is this?
I was
and I can't even remember
either.
The Star Wars the Solo theme. It doesn't resonate at all with me.
I'm not that impressed with scores in general nowadays with most movies. Seems like the big budget films never have that great of scores anymore.
You know, some of them still do.
Yeah.
What did I just watch? Man, I'll tell you there's a Netflix documentary about Hans Zimmer.
Yeah.
It's not even a documentary. It's just a stage show of Hans Zimmer and a band and like a shit ton of musicians playing all of his music.
That's dope.
From all of his movies. And I remembered. Some of those are the slaps. Like, there are still some amazing... Like, the one that comes to mind, I think it was Hans Zimmer, was Interstellar. That score was so fucking good.
That was really good.
So good. But you're right, man. They just don't care anymore. They're just churning this shit out now.
Yeah, the most recent Blade Runner had a really dope score, too.
Oh, yeah.
Really dope score.
I think... Who did that? Kevin, can you look up the Blade Runner 2049 score?
I think it's just that they're in such a hurry to get these movies out, they don't give the... You know, the composer, the time to actually do proper justice.
For sure, I think I can't remember what it was. I think it was either Solo or... No, I'm thinking about the Justice League movie. On the Justice League movie, they changed composers midway through. And that was either Justice League or Batman v Superman. Because the composer was like, I just don't want to do this shit anymore. This is just terrible. Bad movie.
I liked it more than I should have because I think I was expecting it to be shit, like complete dog shit. I treat it like junk food.
It is junk food.
It's like
eating
McDonald's.
A giant box of goldfish crackers. It was, in fact, Hans Zimmer that did the score for Blade Runner 2049, and that makes a lot of sense because he just has that, like, he has that same style with Interstellar, Dark Knight, and Blade Runner, where it's just, like, atmospheric.
Yeah.
It's so
good.
And that last scene of Blade Runner 2049 where they're fighting in the water and like the, Harrison Ford's about to drown and they just keep like, they're like beating each other to death.
That part was
so fucking good.
That movie was great.
They're such never going to make another one.
They don't need to.
They're never going
to
make another
one. Maybe they'll just wait another 30 years.
No, I mean, maybe they will. Maybe they're like, oh, you know, audiences are smarter now. They really want to come. No, they just want, we just want but Marvel movies.
Yeah.
And I'm part of the problem because I just want Marvel movies.
But the Marvel movies are good. We don't want DC movies.
Like, we want
Marvel
DC movies
are fun.
I want them all.
I want a
Here's
DC
what I want.
Movie to be really good.
But they're not.
I know. Just
they
want,
haven't been.
I reject the idea that modern movie going audiences just want one or the other. Mm-hmm. I just don't think
Nobody's
that's right.
Nobody's saying that.
Well, no, there's always the criticism of like, oh, movies are dying right now because all people want are superhero movies. That's just
Dumb
not
people
true.
People that aren't like in the know say that.
But that's the problem is, though, time and time again, these deep, amazing sci-fi movies come out and they fail. You know, you got 2049, you got Annihilation, you got all these cool movies.
Remember how
like,
good
really
Pacific
cool.
Rim was, the first one?
No, it wasn't. It was
didn't like
trash.
The first one.
You didn't like the first one?
I hated that movie.
Oh, I loved it. I haven't seen the second one, though.
I hear it's really, really bad.
Is it bad?
I imagine.
That's what I've heard.
I don't know. Either way, go. You know what, everyone? Stop watching this show. Go watch Blade Runner 2049. Go give them a couple bucks. Give Denis Villeneuve a little bit of money.
The production value on that film was a little bit better than the show.
This, that one?
Yeah.
This
marginal.
I mean, here's the deal. Take out Ryan Gosling, even.
Yeah.
These two shows, these two competing entertainment properties right at each other. You put in Ryan Gosling, they get a little bit of a
nudge.
Yeah,
he does tip the scales quite a bit.
Just a skosh. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it's because, and I've done a lot of deep soul searching, because the differences between me and Ryan Gosling is that he's talented and I am not. I think that's...
I think a lot of us...
The real... Big difference there.
He's also very good looking, and you're,
Your abs are a little more defined than his.
I've got a squishy factor to my body that he doesn't seem to have a problem with.
Yeah.
But other than that, I feel like we're naked. I mean, he's like 6'2". I'm a good 5'8", solid 5'8" on a good day.
Why is everyone so tall? It's such bullshit.
I fucking hate it. Stop being tall.
They do it to spite us, to be honest.
You know what I've been watching Star Trek The Next Generation?
Yep.
And something popped out to me that I just have tripped out
the
about for the last
kids?
Like. Well, first off, everyone hates kids. They're terrible. Second off, Brett Spiner, is that how you say the actor's name? Spinner? The guy that played Data?
Yeah.
Has the world's longest arms, and he must be 18 feet tall. Type in Data, long arms. Look at how long these guys' fucking arms
are.
That,
like,
dude, what's that guy's wingspan?
Dude, I don't know, but like, you know, because you know, fighters obviously have like different reaches, right? Like, you can be 6 foot one, but have a ridiculous reach.
Exactly what I thought would happen.
Data, long arms. Okay.
Star Trek
Data. How about that?
TNG.
Or Brett Spinner. Is it Spiner or Spinner?
Oh, let's relax, all right?
No, you can't see. You got to see when he's standing.
It don't look long there.
You got to see when he's standing.
It's
There it is, right there. One over. See the one over? No, down. The little quad right there. Boom. Look at how long his arms are.
Yeah, it's quite the wingspan. He could probably dunk without jumping.
Dude, and they're ridiculous. I looked it up and he was like, yeah. Someone was like, hey man, I never realized, they tweeted at him, they were like, I never realized how long your arms were. And he's like, yeah, they're long in every episode. And I was like, good burn, Brett Spindler. Look at how fucking long they are. Why couldn't I have been tall? That's all I'm saying. All right, next news story. I didn't even know there was a Metro 2033 film in the works, but it's been canceled. And it's been canceled because, quote, the screenwriter who was, I guess, adapting it wanted to Americanize it a little bit. And the people who make that movie were like, nah, it's pretty. Dmitry Glukhovsky was like, nah, this movie's supposed to be in Russia. It's supposed to be about Russia. You can't Americanize it. And we were like, well, all right. So that movie's canceled now before it even started. And I say good riddance. Because if you want to make a good video game movie, just play the video game. That's what I say. Mm-hmm. That's what I say. You guys remember the Mario movie with Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo?
A fun movie on its own, you know?
Yeah. Did we not learn anything from that?
John Leguizamo's a great actor.
Yeah, he's great.
You tore him apart for his last special.
What? No.
You were like, I don't like that.
That was Tim.
Oh, it was Tim?
First of all.
Did you watch it?
Second of all, I did not watch it because I watched the trailer and I was
like...
You're
a fake-ass John Leguizamo
fan. I like John Leguizamo and I think it's better that I not watch this.
That's fair.
Sexaholics, one of the best stand-up sets of all time.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Next up, we have the what I have to assume is the final trailer for Glass, because it's coming out in January.
So the international trailer.
Do we not want to watch this?
I never want to watch international trailers.
Why not?
But I'm down, because they always give a lot away.
You want to thread the needle with me? You want to ride the lightning?
Definitely not.
Let's do it.
Let's watch it.
Let's watch
it.
Up?
Let's watch it.
No. It's okay. A fucking trailer. If it's spoiled, that's what they wanted you to think.
Remember that one
this
trailer?
This is M. Night Shyamalan. It's all in his head.
All right.
What? What?
Nothing.
Here we go. Glass official international trailer.
Belief in oneself is contagious.
Oh, it's got Professor X?
Oh, yeah. Have you not seen this trailer yet?
We are part
from Split.
Of something larger. We are fighting for the broken.
My name is Dr. Ellie Staple, and I'm a psychiatrist. I specialize in those individuals who believe they are supernatural beings.
I don't belong here.
David Dunn, you believe you are exceptionally strong, but there are men who are as strong as you. Kevin Wendell Crump, you believe there are 24 souls living in that body with you.
You can call me Norma.
I'm so amped!
Elijah Price, you have an extraordinary IQ. You think you are superhuman. What if I suggested that you are mistaken?
They've been lying to us all. You were sent here to be an avenging angel. How much do you want to avenge us?
These individuals have lost their perspective.
A lot of people are going to get hurt. Don't do this. You can convince the world we exist. Are you ready?
God damn it. I'm back for this.
Yeah.
This is where they would paint you with big eyes and bubbles of confusion above your head.
So, if you're not familiar with this is the third in a series of M. Night Shyamalan movies. The first was Unbreakable with Bruce Willis back in the day. Then he made a movie called Split, where everyone was like, oh, it's cool. It's a movie with, what's his name, James McAvoy. He plays this like guy who has split personalities, 12 personalities, one of which is like this psychotic character he calls the Beast. And the whole movie is about him. He kidnapped these girls, and it's about they're trying to find the girls before he kills them. And then at the very, very end of the movie, spoiler bros, it doesn't matter because the movie's coming out, you realize that it's actually part of this big universe that has to do with Unbreakable and Glass, and now they're all coming together. And this is the third movie. So that was the big twist, was that there was no twist in the movie other than it was actually an Unbreakable movie, and he's made this cool superhero cinematic universe. It's fucking genius, and it looks dope.
I've never seen Split. I you just thought this was part two of the series.
No,
I didn't realize this
that's,
was the third.
That's part two. You got to go back and watch. So, like, literally at the end of it, he... All the shit's going crazy, and after that, after the big climax, it cuts to a news report that someone's watching in a diner, and the camera roll, pans around him, and it's Bruce Willis's character from Unbreakable. And you're like, holy fuck, it's the same world. He's going to fight James McAvoy. It's going to be dope.
Okay, I got to watch that.
Yeah, you got to watch
it. Is it streaming on Netflix or
Amazon? I think Split's actually on Netflix, yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's either that or Amazon Prime, but it's on one of them. You got to watch it.
I'll watch it tonight.
But what's cool about it is Split, in its own right, was just a cool movie. It's like a cool kind of psychological horror movie about...
Zazz?
What's that?
It looks like Zazz.
Kinda, a little bit, yeah. But it's got to Anna Taylor-Joy and then James McAvoy, and they're fucking phenomenal. And James McAvoy plays all these characters that, like, some of them are good, some of them are bad. Some of them, like, some of them are trying to save the girls, some of them are not trying to save the girls. And then,
really
like,
good.
It's really fucking
I'm
good.
I'm gonna watch it then.
And she's phenomenal. Anna Taylor-Joy is phenomenal in it, too.
So good.
Really, really good. It's a better movie than Unbreakable, sadly. I like Unbreakable now, hindsight being 2020, but I'm jacked for this, and I want him to keep making these. Okay. Here we go.
This page is all broken, just a heads up.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This is from SFK. Tom Cruise, currently filming Top Gun 2 scenes in Lake Tahoe.
Woo!
Now, we've reached out to our Lake Tahoe correspondent, Snowbite Mike, for comments, and he did not get back to us. So what I need everyone to know, I need everyone to tweet at Snowbite Mike and tell him to get his ass over to this, sneak onto the set of Top Gun 2. And give us daily, if not hourly, updates of what's going on. And then send them also some sweet, nasty love. And I don't know what they're doing in Tahoe. I didn't even bother reading this. I don't care.
I love that
fucking
movie.
Top Gun is
so good.
Is this the picture right here?
I think
See,
so.
He's like, I'm worried about this, though, because it's like drone warfare.
Is it?
Is this? Yeah.
Because he's got a little spacesuit?
Is it a spacesuit? Look at that. Look how fucking great that looks. He looked so good in a flight suit that it was one of those things where, like, I just wanted to wear flight suits out for, like, the longest time. But I'm like, I'm not going to look this good. Now, he's a man of my height and stature. So I respect
I don't know
that.
About stature, but yeah, your height.
Well, height. Yeah. I mean physical stature. I don't mean like status in the community of entertainment. I'm not going to put myself up against Tom. I will gladly compare myself to Ryan Reynolds, but Tom Cruise is maybe a cut above both of us.
Yeah.
Sadly. Joey. Did Snowbike Mike ever get back to us? What did he say?
That they are indeed shooting on the Lake Tahoe Basin, and there have been reports about them shooting at the airport. And then Christian, his friend, responded saying that the crew was supposed to stay at the hotel that he works at, but then they didn't. So there's lots of hustle and bustle going around.
All right, so we need to get Snowbike Mike motivated and immobilized for this. I need hourly updates.
Press credentials. We need him on.
He needs to be on set. He needs to quit his job immediately. Leave his family behind. Just total Scientology. Just don't talk to them at all for the rest of his life until we understand what's going on with Top Gun 2.
Need him doing that hard hitting journalism.
The hard hitting on the ground. Easy as that.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Also, did you see my Christmas letter?
What does it say? All I want for Christmas is Peter. I like that. Is that for to all the boys I've loved before? That's beautiful. I liked him. All right, that's it for news. It's one of those news days. What's been going on with you, man? Let's catch up for a second.
Ooh, staying busy, man.
Last time I saw you, you did a documentary.
Yeah.
You, of course, are the owner of Polite Provisions down in San Diego.
Just opened up a new property.
What is this new property that
It's a bar in La Jolla called Raised by Wolves.
Also in San Diego, La Jolla. Yeah. We've got the website here. How did you come up with this name, Raised by Wolves?
My business partner, Zai, it's been something we've been playing around with for a few years, and we've been planning on it for about four or five years.
And this is already open?
Only just recently. We opened about 8 months ago.
Dope.
What?
It's a gorgeous space.
What? How do you even go about
thinking this,
about this?
Oh, my God. Just the concepting, it took years.
So if I were, so here's my thing. If I were to start a bar,
holy shit,
I would be like, awesome. Find a space, put a table in there, and let's just start serving cocktails. I have no vision for anything like this. Polite Provisions obviously has a certain aesthetic to it.
Yeah.
You have a certain vibe to it. When you start thinking to yourself, hey, let's do another one, what's the touchstone for you? Like, what's point number one when you go, I want this to look like this or feel like what?
You need to come up with, once you find the location, then you can really start tooling on the concept because you can't do one before the other. And we ended up sticking with our same architect, our same designer from Polite Provisions.
And how did you find that person?
Just, you know, you see good work and you reach out to them. So
you went to another bar and were like, I can do this better. I want this guy.
Yeah, his name is Paul Basil. Basil Studios guy does beautiful work.
Interesting.
And he ended up doing designing Raised by Wolves for us. Obviously, it's a team collaboration. Everybody chips in ideas, but he was like the guiding force. And what makes this place so unique is that we have a bottle shop where you can actually buy bottles, pick up
a
bottle of
whiskey. Yeah, Kevin, can you pull this up? I think you can see that.
And a cocktail bar in the back.
The roundabout here is the cocktail bar in the back, right?
Yeah. That photo in the middle, for instance, that's the bottle shop up front where you can buy a bottle to go.
Scroll down a little bit, Kev. I think we can see that over here. Is that as well?
Yeah, that's the bottle shop as well. And then we have the bars hidden in the back. It's a massive space, holds about 200 people.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then that's just a luxurious, beautiful space.
That is insane. And this is currently open right now. People can go to this right now?
Yeah.
So next time and here's what's Comic-Con, weird about it.
It's in a mall.
Really?
It's in a Westfield mall in La Jolla.
No shit.
Yeah, so... You know, it's one of those like fancy bougie malls, so it's not there's not like a Foot Locker, you know.
How dare you, sure. I love Foot Locker.
Yeah, I know, right? But it's all like 20, really high end.
21 Forever or whatever. Forever
you know, 21. There's like, we're across from the Apple store. There's a three-story yoga studio across from us. John Varvatos is next door.
So you were like, and the mall, is it an outdoor mall, outdoor mall?
Yeah, it's an outdoor mall.
Outdoor mall, okay. So people can just come to this whenever, like it doesn't matter. And you guys are open normal hours.
Yeah.
So you find the space and you go, I'm not busy enough. You have 8 bars, documentaries, all this stuff. Let's open another bar.
Yeah.
How does that, do you have business partners that help you with these
things? Yeah, I have business partners involved with all this stuff. At Polite, it's just me and one other business partner. And then at Raised by Wolves, I have 2 business partners as well. So it's two of us, same from Polite Provisions, and we added 1 more of our friends to kind of run the retail shop.
That's cool.
They're a lot of work, but it's really rewarding because I'm a believer that a bar has to fulfill a need in a community.
Right.
A bar isn't imposed on a community, it's part of the community.
Right.
So we kind of looked and we realized that there was no one offering like a truly high-end craft cocktail in that neighborhood. So we're like, all right, we need to provide them a service and place to hang out and have delicious, delicious cocktails.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So we've been fortunate. It's been very successful just from straight from the beginning.
Now, you also talked about a little earlier, you said you have a distillery thing that you're doing.
Yes, I'm also a part of a distillery.
What does this mean?
AZ Distilling, folks.
Okay.
Yeah, so actually while I was filming the documentary, you know, when we were filming the Bartender at Large documentary, I'd met these guys in Phoenix in Tempe, Arizona. They had this, you know, they were making these beautiful spirits. The only craft distillery in the U.S. to win 3 double golds at the SF World Spirits Comp.
Okay.
So I fell in love with all their spirits, and we just kind of stayed in touch. And just over the years, you know, a couple, 2-3 years went by, and we were just like, hey, this, we see eye to eye on so many things. We have similar philosophies. Why don't we just partner up and help bring delicious spirits to the entire country?
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
So here's my question for you then, going forward. Obviously, we're huge superstars here at Kind of Funny.
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't get any
better. I barely got through the front. Like,
it's impossible. Just there's fans. So much security. Yeah. It sucks. I feel like
your security
I had
guards,
to call my friend.
Very, very helpful, though.
You know, I got him from Jennifer Lopez. She's my friend. And she was like, I have a couple people for
off-duty
you.
Off-duty cops, man. Off-duty law enforcement.
You know, they're all, you know, I require them all to be black belts in every discipline. So it's hard to find, but they're great. We're superstars here. Right. And like other superstars, I like to compare myself with everyone out there killing the game, so to speak. George Clooney has his tequila company, right?
Sold it, right?
Who cares?
For a lot of fucking money.
Conor McGregor just started his whiskey company, right? So this is my question. How hard would it be? Because obviously Greg Miller is sort of like our George Clooney, but like way not as charming or charismatic or talented or...
Or handsome.
Handsome.
Yeah, not as handsome.
But you know, he's up there.
Yeah.
What can we get Greg into that we can put him on the side of a bus or a truck? Like, is there like a really low-grade vodka that comes in a plastic bottle or some sort of lighter than Bud Light drink that we could put his face on?
How about if we made him like a hot wing liqueur?
That would be amazing.
A buffalo wing liqueur.
A buffalo wing liqueur.
Yeah. Okay. I'm thinking that'll be gangbusters.
I like this idea.
Because every day, brother, I'm telling you, man, you be the superstar that you are. I wake up, and I'm always like, all right, how do I make Scarpino bucks?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm trying to make Scarpino bucks.
Well, I guarantee you're making more than Scarpino bucks, that's for sure.
You know?
But my question is, real talk, it seems to me like this is, like all of these celebrities go, the big bucks are in selling an alcohol.
It's become like a land grab.
It's a thing,
where
right?
Where it's like, you know, Ryan Reynolds is one of the most recent ones to get in. He just bought Aviation Gin.
That's the other guy that I was thinking of, yeah.
Deadpool's hawking his own gin.
He's
actually good gin,
it.
Too.
Is it good gin?
Yeah, really good gin. And, you know, I think a lot of the bigger stars, when they saw Clooney make a ton of money with Casamigos, they were like, okay, hey, maybe there's something to this.
Well, it's funny because I remember watching Entourage, and Turtle was like, we're going to get into a tequila business. And then he became like a multimillionaire, and everyone's like, oh, that's hilarious. So that's my real question is, I'm tired of working for a living. Mm-hmm. Can I just broker a deal where we make a liqueur and we put Greg's name on it and his face on it, and then I make a lot of money from that? Is that a possibility?
I think so.
Great.
I think so. I think
it doesn't taste good, honestly, because it's all we're all marketing anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been on this show for the past 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. We've talked about nothing. Mm-mm. People are still watching. Mr. Yasmin 300 still in the chat watching. There it is.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, a buffalo wing flavored liqueur would probably be disgusting, but I don't care. We'll just tell. It's like Fernet.
Yeah,
it's gross.
Yeah, someone brought up a good point. Lakers head.
What did he
say? 2432 said Buffalo Trace makes a good whiskey. Maybe it could be Buffalo Trace Wings liqueur.
I like where your head's at.
Yeah.
Good job.
Cream liqueur. A vegan cream spiced liqueur.
What do you put it in, though? Could you actually... I mean, real talk. Can you... You're a craft cocktail master. Could you actually use that in something?
I have no idea.
That'd be gross.
I don't know. Maybe a Bloody Mary's or something?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Maybe.
Can't think of too many other applications.
You're a man who's smart. You got to find a niche in the market.
Yeah.
And right now, Bloody Marys are lagging.
Are they? Yeah.
No, they're. I mean, I've had some amazing Bloody Marys. I had a Bloody Mary one time that had like 3 strips of bacon in it, and I was like, this is the best fucking thing I've ever had.
Here's the thing about Bloody Marys. I'm glad you brought this up because I love Bloody Marys, right? But the thing is, it's really easy to make a good one. It's really, really hard to make like an excellent one.
Yeah, that's true.
You try, there's good ones everywhere across town, but when you find one that's just like transcendent, we're like, holy shit, this is really good.
We used to I used to have a bartender buddy of mine that used to make one with the spicy beans.
Yeah.
Those would be what he poured in there. It had a real good spice to it. And I was like, I fucking drink this all day long. Turns out thinking you kind of fucked up. Going back to tips, ladies and gentlemen, Kim Wazzy gave us $20, said, hey guys, congrats on the KF Showcase. I'm so proud of you guys. I'm currently working on my senior thesis film titled Sweet Dreams, and I'm raising money. I'd appreciate it if you guys can check out the link. Every bit helps. And he gave us a bit.ly link. that's not a custom Bitly link. Here's my pro tip for you. And I appreciate this tip. Thank you very much. You got to condense the link into something that's marketable. So bit.ly/2SGWYQR, not great. Not great. If you had like www.dopeshit.com and it goes right to this, that's dope. But everyone go check out bit.ly/2SGWYQR and help this person out with his cool film. It looks great. Bring this up. Mm-hmm. He's holding meat. And I like meat. So there you go. Cora Joe 322 says, Uncle Nicky, have you seen the trailer for Brightburn? And he gave us $10 for that. No, I have not. Kevin, while you please Google.
Dude, the trailer for Brightburn is amazing.
What is Brightburn?
It is.
I don't even know what it is.
So it's basically Superman, but like the little kid is like killing people.
Oh, cool. That sounds fun. Let's watch that.
Trailer? So kind of like a Hit Girl with like superpowers?
No, because Hit Girl's like trying to do the right thing by killing like bad
people.
This guy's
just a psychopath.
This guy just seems like he might be a psychopath.
While you're looking that up, let me do the ad reads real quick, and then we'll come back and watch. This is the Netflix series.
Oh, it's got Elizabeth Banks.
I don't know if it's a Netflix series or a movie.
All right, we're gonna take 1 second to tell you guys about 23andMe. Right now, through December 25th, the 23andMe DNA kits are on sale. 23andMe helps you understand what your DNA can tell you about you and your family story. It's named for the 23 pairs of chromosomes that make up our DNA. A 23andMe DNA kit is the perfect gift for everyone you love. There's never been a better way to give the gift of genetic discovery to your parents, your siblings, your aunts, your grandparents, and everyone on your list. It's the one gift that you can buy the entire family that will be unique for each loved one. It's easy to do. You simply spit into the tube provided in your 23andMe kit, register your sample to your personal 23andMe account, and in a few weeks, receive your personalized online reports. Tim did this, and he's going to bring in the full report for me one day. He learned a lot about his genetic makeup, but I also wanted to see, you can learn a lot of other stuff like your muscle composition. Do you have the muscle composition of a power athlete? Do you not like cilantro? Is there a reason why you don't like cilantro? That could have to do with your DNA makeup. Also, are you one of those weird people who mosquitoes are very attracted to? If you're that unfortunate soul, oh yeah. So you might be able to, that might be something in your DNA.
Yeah.
And you can learn that with 23andMe right now. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Now through December 25th, get 30% off any 23andMe kit. Order your DNA kit at 23andme.com/morning. That's the number 23andme.com/morning. Again, that's 23andme.com/morning. Learn something about yourself. You walk around in this body your whole day long. Just learn something about it. It's like me, every day, I'm still learning stuff about my 2006 Honda Accord. Didn't know that it was there. If I had a DNA kit for my Honda Accord, like some sort of manual that came with a car, I would have read it. It just didn't have it. Loot Crate is our next sponsor. What is Loot Gaming? I'll tell you. Loot Gaming is a monthly subscription box delivered directly to your door with exclusive pop culture, collectibles, apparel, and gear. Loot Gaming curates and designs everything themselves, which means you can't find these items anywhere else, no matter what you geek out about. This is for you. We geek out about all sorts of things here, not the least of which is Metal Gear. They shipped us those dope Metal Gear pint glasses. And again, Greg, drinking out of one this morning. And I was like, Greg, I need that for the show. And he said some words that I'm not going to repeat here because they're naughty words and they're bad words.
We have two of them.
I know, but people are always using them because they're cool. They're the Foxhound cuffs. We like them very much. Obviously, there's pins that come in these loot gaming boxes. Cool Greg loves those. Kevin's got a couple on his hat right now. We love them very, very much. And so do lots of people because there's over 30 million crates sold. Loot Gaming is a curated collection of exclusive one-of-a-kind items from the best video game franchises. The December crate has four incredible franchises, including Halo, Gears of War, Mass Effect, and Galaga. And there's a guaranteed t-shirt in every crate so you can refresh your wardrobe as you geek out with all this stuff. Give yourself the gift. Give yourself a birthday present every month with Loot Gaming. This crate will sell out. You must order by this week to guarantee yours. Get the best surprises each month from the largest geek and gaming subscription company. Geek out in style with Loot Crate. It's fun. Subscribe now by going to lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter my code KFMS to save an exclusive 30% off your subscription. That's lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter the code KFMS to save that 30% off your subscription. Do it through us because we're better than everyone else. Lastly, we have MeUndies. Now, let me ask you this question. You wearing underwear right now? Everyone wears underwear.
Yeah.
Unless you're freeballing, in which case your jeans are probably stinky. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you one thing right now. MeUndies has revolutionized the game. Tim wears them. Greg wears them. I'm thinking about wearing them, man. I'll tell you right now. Because these things are soft. Every time they pull out a pair of these, I get to touch them legally with their consent. And I'll tell you, this micromodal fabric that's three times softer than cotton, it's no joke. They have all these sorts of fun prints, which is cool right now. And if you haven't finished your holiday shopping yet, no worries. You can get everything you need for you and your loved ones at MeUndies. Go to MeUndies.com, check it out. You can also get a style that is perfectly suited for you or your special someone. Men and women can each choose from four different cuts, all of which are available from classic colors to adventurous prints. Tim was wearing Army Men underwear yesterday. Army Men. Which makes me think of Toy Story, and I love
it. I'm going to Google MeUndies when I get off.
You should. I mean, people are loving them. We've had a lot of people who say, hey, thanks to your MeUndies read, Nick, your professional, amazing read. You really sold me on this underwear. Went out, bought it, revolutionized their undercarriage.
Do they make boxers as well, or is it just like tidy-whities?
No, they make like boxer briefs. It's all like boxer brief stuff. They have lots of stuff. They have onesies, they have shirts, they have, it's all fun. Go to MeUndies.com. Check it out.
Don't Google it. Go to our site.
Yeah. No, don't Google it. Here's what you do. Here's the offer. MeUndies has an offer. For my listeners, for the first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. Order by 12/16 for free shipping in time for Christmas. This is a no-brainer. Get 15% off the first pair of comfortable undies you will ever, the most comfortable undies you will ever put on. Crunch for time? You can't go wrong with a MeUndies gift card. So there you go. Give the gift of softness to people's undercarriages.
What's up? Make tearaway undies?
No, they don't. Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. MeUndies, get on it. To get your 50% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. You owe it to your soft parts. Today, our winner of our daily giveaway is SaltyCSC13 from the Twitch subs. You have won Castlevania Requiem on PS4. Congratulations. And remember, if you guys want to be winners every day, we give away a game here each and every day. You can be in the Twitch chat. You can be a Twitch subscriber via Amazon Prime. Daily reminder, Amazon Prime, link it. Give it to us. It's free. We get $5, and you get the peace of mind of knowing that you've supported us, and we can go for one more day with this stupidity and these shenanigans. Or if you want it to be a more permanent solution, go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Support us at the $2 or above level, and that gets you entered to win. All right.
Someone wanted to ask here.
Go for it.
Does MeUndies, if they accept Scarpino bucks?
I don't know what a Scarpino buck is, but if you can charm your way into a free pair of MeUndies, go for it, because that's what Scarpino would do. All right, let's go into the chat right now. Queue up your questions, comments, or concerns for us. If you want to ask Eric anything, I'll check back in on tips. Nope, we're all good. We did them all. I crushed it today, and then we're gonna take off because I got to get some sort of soup or something in me. Let's see. Josh Ryan 21 said Hans Zimmer did Lion King best score. Did he really?
Sounds right.
Does that sound right?
That seems about right.
All right, cool. Let's see. What else we got here? Nick, did you see the trailer? Oh, we're going to watch this trailer for Brightburn, right?
Yeah.
Let's queue this up. I want to watch this bad boy.
Already have it queued up.
Let's go. Do we figure out if this is on Netflix? Or is this movie coming out?
No, I mean, let's find out at the end.
Cool.
Whatever you've done, I know there is good inside you.
Stupid. Fake trailer before the trailer.
Oh, it's Screen Gems? That's how you know it's gonna be good. This reminds me of Looper a little bit. I don't know why.
Yeah, it kinda does, right?
It has similar cinematic style, I feel like. And clearly also,
About a kid who's killing people? What I was thinking.
I know it's been difficult for you lately that you feel different from other kids.
I just thought it was the fields.
Yeah, but he's got some expensive ass headphones, huh?
Yeah.
Well, his parents were balling out with that farm, man. It's all those corn subsidies.
Yep.
After your dad and I got married, we prayed for a baby for so long.
Ass off camera?
No, I think he's blowing his nose. We're all dying.
Okay.
He was in the barn.
Did he find it?
No. It was like he was drawn to it.
He may look like us. He's not like us.
This movie looks awesome.
Yeah.
He's creepy as shit.
Thank you. Oh my god.
It seems like something that they could get sued for.
No, that's it's fine.
Doesn't it seem like that?
It seems like...
Well, what's cool is this is James Gunn joint, man. It's like this smacks of James Gunn. I love it.
Someone in the chat saying they Nth Day on Caprica says they're pretending hard that Gunn directed this. Did he not?
No, he's executive producer.
Got it. It definitely feels like that.
It's got a slither James Gunn vibe to it.
And you know, it was their attorneys that made them put the mask on him.
Oh yeah, they were like, this kid, you can't have a kid with a red cape rolling around with fucking laser eyes and not get sued by DC.
But the laser eyes burning through the mask looks so fucking cool.
It's creepy. This looks dope. Cool. When does it come out? Wait, I missed
all of the information.
Where's the end? We got so caught up in it.
Yeah.
Brightburn.
I got it.
There we go. Let's go. Brightburn. Release date, May 24th, 2019. It's probably going to have a limited release. It probably won't be out that long. That's cool. I'm into this. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Kind of Funny Morning Show. Eric, thank you for joining us. If you're in the San Diego area, go check out Polite Provisions or Raised by Wolves. Either of those are really, really great bars. I can't attest to the second one. I haven't been there, but I know this guy. And he makes really, really good cocktails. And it looks dope as shit. It also reminds me a little bit of... I want to say the aesthetic is a little... what was that movie, that Neil Gaiman movie that came out? Stardust. That's kind of what it reminds me of. Mm. So that steampunkish, fantasy-ish, but also retro fantasy. It's like the Tomorrowland, but like when it was re-envisioned. It doesn't matter. It's dope. The cocktails are going to be amazing. And it's sexy. Just like us. And Ryan Gosling. I put myself in that same category. Stick around. If you're watching this live, Kind of Funny Games Daily is next. If you're watching this over on YouTube, let us know what you thought about that Brightburn trailer. Are they going to get sued by DC? Does DC have the wherewithal for that? Do they have their shit together to figure out that this movie's coming out and is a direct ripoff of Superman? Who knows? Who knows? Only time will tell. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. PT, if I'm not dead. Until then, I love you, Kevin. Cut the feed.